Russian President Vladimir Putin today was inaugurated for a second term, but since his re-election in March, the Kremlin leader has sought to fulfill a pledge to rein in Russia's bureaucracy. Some government departments have been eliminated, and some civil servants have gotten big raises in hopes that will reduce the temptation to take bribes. But NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow that opinion is split on how effective the measures will be.
In Russia, it's not just love, wars, and tragedies that have helped inspire legend and literature. 19th-century writers like Nikolai Gogol constantly poked fun at the arcane ways of the state bureaucracy, as comically shown in this 1959 film version of Gogol's novel, The Overcoat. In the film, a gaggle of civil servants passes around sheets of paper. Their jobs consist entirely of handing the documents on to the next bureaucrat. In addition to inefficiency, it's no secret that bribe-taking by government officials has always been a major problem in Russia. Christopher Granville is the chief strategist at United Financial Group in Moscow.
The whole administrative reform flies in the face of a culture which is rooted deep even before pre-communist period. I mean, everyone has their favorite historical examples of the endemic nature of bureaucratic corruption in Russia.
But Granville believes Putin is serious about reining in the bureaucracy. Putin started with his own personal team, slashing the number of top Kremlin aides from 9 to 3 last month. Putin's cabinet chief of staff, Dmitry Kozak, recently appeared on TV in front of a huge chart. The structure of the administration will be more compact, transparent, and there will be less middlemen, Kozak said. Kozak said 260 of the 1,000 staffers at the so-called White House, the building that coordinates the work of Russian ministries, would lose their jobs. The number of deputy government ministers is also being cut from a whopping 250 now to just 18. Other plans call for slashing Russia's 1 million-strong army of civil servants by 20%. But it's unclear whether people will be laid off or if the reductions will occur through attrition. And many here, like Kirill Rogov of the online newspaper Gazeta.ru, say they've heard it all before.
I don't remember a single previous government which didn't say it wanted to cut the administration by 15, 20, 25% or 30%. Then nothing changes.
Kremlin-affiliated political analyst Sergei Markov admits the reforms will probably be met with resistance by some ministries.
The main problem is how this bureaucratic reform could happen by hands of bureaucrats itself.
But Markov points out that Putin's recent landslide re-election and a loyal parliament gives him a very strong hand. He says Putin sees slashing the bureaucracy not as an end in itself, but as a way to ease red tape and meet his goal of doubling Russia's economy over a decade.
And Vladimir Putin strongly believes that Russia should be a great power, and the basis for this great power should be not nuclear weapons, but more a high level of economic development.
Russia's economy is growing quickly, now 7% a year, but official corruption is still cited as a brake on investment. To lessen the temptation to take bribes, there are plans to give middle and high-level state officials big pay raises. Government ministers just saw their pay triple to more than $3,000 a month. Other proposed reforms would simply strip many government departments of their regulatory powers. Officials often seek bribes from businesses in exchange for issuing licenses or performing other services. Again, Christopher Granville of United Financial Group.
The essence of the administrative reform is to remove the powers of bureaucrats. And that seems to me to go some way to meeting the objection that you cannot ask a corrupt bureaucracy to reform themselves. The beauty of the administrative reform is you're not asking bureaucrats to do anything. You're simply taking away their powers.
Granville and other investment bankers here agree it won't be easy to undo Russia's centuries-long tradition of excessive bureaucracy. But they say Putin is off to a good start and that the Kremlin leader should be given the benefit of the doubt. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.